How are you, Brandon?
I'm all right. I'm all right. How y'all doing?
What are you, a Braves fan? Let's see. Let's see. Or the Marlins?
You know, I love the Marlins, but actually, to be honest, I'm really a Red Sox fan.
Okay.
Attaboy.
When you said to be honest, it's all mad. It's another Yankee.
Nah. I actually like the Red Sox.
That'll play well to the home crowd, we're happy to say. Nice to get the interception yesterday.
Yes, it is. It is. It's nice to get your first one of the year all the time. You know, it's something to get off your chest now. You know, you can relax.
Secondary got a couple of them. Patrick got the one in the end zone. You got the one that kind of sealed things in the fourth. Bad throws or good coverage?
Both.
Yeah.
I think to get an NFL quarterback to throw a bad throw, you know, it have to be good coverage. So I think it was a little bit of both.
Now, you're going to have an interesting day because you had a turnover, which is always a good thing. I don't know if you guys have a turnover if you have a turnover pot where you can get, you know, $20 or something like that. But you had a turnover, but you also, I saw you get blocked on the touchdown by C.J. Spiller. What happened on that play?
I was out there covering him, and I seen him do a screen drop. So I tried to, you know, go over the top of the block and, you know, cover the screen so I could just have a one-on-one tackle. But what I didn't realize that, you know, it was a lot more space in there than I thought. So I realized. So I just pretty much gave him a alley to the outside.
When you're around here, you can't take being yelled at personally, can you? They yell a lot around here, don't they?
You got to take some things personally because, you know, it's a lot of things that, you know, people say that's true. You know, but, you know, on the second hand, you know, you always got to be a football player. And, you know, if he would have did exactly what I thought, then it would have been a great play. You know, but sometimes, you know, you lose some.
Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for 250 yards or whatever it was, had a couple of touchdown passes in there. Did he give you guys anything you weren't expecting going into the game?
No. No. We expected, you know, Fitzpatrick to be an athlete, you know, what he is. And, you know, he scrambled out a couple of times. You know, he scrambled and threw the ball a couple of times. And, you know, we tried our best to make the play.
Yeah, it's not like you're like some grizzled veteran in the National Football League. You've been in the league for a while, but it's not like 10 years or 12 years. But since you've been in the league, you've never lost to the Buffalo Bills. Why, in your opinion, why does your team have so much success against this team?
Great coaching. You know, I think our coaches do a good job, and, you know, Bill and the rest of the coaches get us ready for situation football, like what happened at the, you know, end of the game and what happened at the end of the half. You know, we go over situations like that all the time, and I think that was the difference in the game.
Does that – we asked Fred Taylor this on Friday. You have so much success against the team. Do you have to kind of psych yourself out not to – not to take him for granted or to say, here comes Buffalo. I mean, it's just human.
No.
You would think it's human nature, though, Brandon.
No, man. No.
No?
No. First of all, it's a division game.
Yep.
So if you got to psych yourself up for a division game, you don't need to be playing in that game. That's first off. And then it's Buffalo, you know, a rivalry game. So, you know, every little thing now going to amp you up to play in that game. So, no, you don't have to amp yourself up or try to trick yourself to be amped for that game, no.
Man's been brainwashed.
He's been brainwashed
out here.
Have I?
This was just like last week. Every game's the same. Every opponent's
the same. I told y'all, it's the truth. I'm telling you,
I said it last week.
It's the truth.
I mean, I got to say this. Your mouth is moving, and I hear your voice, but it's Bill Belichick's words coming out of your mouth. Isn't that the way it works down here?
Hey, I've been coaching good.
Yes, you have, yeah. In fact, we were worried you might not be able to come back and see us again after last week. You know?
Why?
Because we were afraid you were too honest.
Too honest. Too honest.
Listen.
That's how it works down here, man. Come on. You know.
You know, Bill like us to tell the truth. You know, it is what it is.
In the media?
It is what it is. Bill like us to tell the truth. You know, I really don't think I said anything bad. You know, I just told the truth.
Bill likes you to tell the truth, so... What was the game plan exactly? Give me like that. Give me like 1 to 5. What did the game plan say?
The game plan was to do whatever you had to do to win. That was the game plan.
I said one of the positives for me coming out of the defensive side of the ball yesterday was I saw some defensive guys make some plays. Patrick's stop on 3rd and 12 that led to the missed 51-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
The sack that Gerard Mayo had.
Mm-hmm.
Your interception, Patrick's interception. I saw defensive guys making some big plays that I hadn't really seen the first couple of weeks of the season.
I don't even know how to answer that. But you're right.
Do you feel like you guys made more plays yesterday than you'd made in the previous 2 weeks?
I feel like yes. When we had to make a play, I feel like yes, we had some guys step up and make a play. Yes.
Things that you remember, things that you go back and say, man, that was a big stop. You know, Patrick, that was a big hit on that play. You stopped Parrish on 3rd and 12 after an 8-yard gain, and they missed the field goal, that sort of thing.
Yes, yes, we did. We stepped up and had a lot of plays that needed to be making in crucial situations.
You know, I've been meaning to ask you this for a while. I was down here maybe last month and watching one of the training camp practices. At the end of practice, I see you having a long conversation with Tom Brady. And it appeared that you guys were exchanging information. That wasn't a trash-talking thing. Like, he was telling you something, you were telling him something. How often does that happen, and what do you get out of conversations with Brady after practice?
Everything, you know. Usually when me and Tom is talking after practice, it's usually about something that I done did in practice that he seen, or something he did in practice that I seen, and I wanted to know why, or he wanted to know why I did it, you know. So just in case they have them in the game, or when I get to go against, you know, another quarterback, if I see them, you know, try to imitate, then I know exactly why they're doing it.
So does he ever say to you, just for example, and tell me if I'm way off on this, Brandon, I saw you shading over this way, you're trying to disguise this, but I knew exactly what you were trying to do. I wouldn't try to do it that way in the game.
If he's seen something like that and I was doing something like that, yes, he would tell me. But no, it hasn't got that far yet where he was like, where he was just like, Brandon, you was dead wrong. No, don't do that. That's terrible. No, he has never did that to me.
But the opposite, you say, you know, that was good. How you played this route, that's the way to play it.
Yes, he was like, look, if you do this, then the quarterback can't throw it in there like this. So, you know, just try to keep your leverage this way so that way they don't know where you're going or so many things. It's a lot of things Tom has taught me, you know, that I wouldn't be able to get from nowhere else.
At what point did you feel comfortable going to him saying, Tom, I saw this? I mean, hey, was it your rookie year or what happened? How long did it take for you to get to that point?
Instantly. You know, Tom is a very approachable guy. You know, Tom always smiling, you know, always, you know, has some positive to say. You know, Tom is a great dude. You know, he's very approachable, so I felt comfortable doing that instantly.
How long did it take you to be able to approach Vince Wilfork
and ask him important football stuff?
Man, Vince is my big brother. You know, we've been around each other for years now. You know, I played with him at Miami, and then, you know, luckily I got to come here and play with him. So, you know, I was able to come talk to him off.
He can be a tough customer at times.
Yes, he can. You know, he always honest with me, though, so that's the great thing.
Now, I was the oldest of five kids. I can't say that my little brothers always listen to me, Vince. Does your little brother over there always listen to you?
Yeah, he do. Sometimes it's harder than others, but, you know, he always, you know, come back. And, man, you was right. Even if he want to argue with me, he'll argue with me, and I let him get it out. Once he go calm down and cool off, he'll come back and say, yeah, you're right, I see what you're saying. So, I mean, Brandon, he learns. That's one thing. You tell him something, and he might not agree with it at first, but until he see the big picture, he'll understand, you know, what's going on. And, yeah, that's the only thing. That's all you can ask for. You have to learn. Yeah, you can't make the same mistakes over and over and over and just keep doing them without learning. So, but he's good with that. I mean, he's taking his stride and just going on about his business. So, I remember yesterday, I turned to him yesterday to seal the game. I told him, I say, we need to play. You know, point blank, we need to play. And he went out there and he sealed the game for us with the interception. So, that felt good from a personal standpoint. You know, where, like you said, we played together at UM. Then he, you know, got the luxury to come up here and play with the organization with me. And it's like we brothers, you know. It's we turn to one another. We talk. We all are. That's all we do. And I know he had it in him, you know, so I had to get it out of him. So, but he's been making the best of it. He's been doing. He's been grinding and everything. So that's the only thing we can ask for. Everybody just keep grinding and keep putting one foot in front of the other. Good things that happen to this ball club.
Now he says, I need a play, and you come up with the interception. So after you have the interception, what'd you say to him?
I say, big bro, you asked for it. I gave it to you.
He gave,
I
he
saw
gave
you it. Over on the sideline yeah. talking to him. Is that yeah. what he was saying
oh, yeah.
to you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. At first, I was trying to get his behind off the field, you know, because the last thing we need is a penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so once he got off the field, I let him know, hey, man, we don't need no penalties. And then I say, you gave me what I asked for. Mm-hmm. So. You know what? I mean, that's what we need, man. Like I said, we had a good weeks of practice. I mean, we thought our game plan going into this game was good, and we felt comfortable with it. No one said it was going to be easy. It's a division game. I don't care what the records are. Doesn't mean anything, especially when it's division. And we rivals. And that's what we do, man. Buffalo came out and played a real good game. They stayed on their game plan. But we knew at some point in that game what was going to happen if they needed to get 8 points, so if they needed to get a touchdown to win, we knew exactly what they was going to revert to. And all week we did a good job, everybody. We did a good job of knowing what situation we was in. Everybody was aware. I think we started off, we came out second half and trying to finish. And I, you know what? It's a positive step. I'm not saying everything is perfect, but it's a positive step. We have to keep building on it. And as long as we keep doing that and being aware of the situations and how a team want to play us and want to attack us when certain situations occur, we'll be in good shape. We'll be in good shape. But I'm very proud of, you know, the team, how we rallied and we kept our poise. We stayed even keel.
I thought of you yesterday, opening offensive series for Buffalo. They're in four wides. And Brandon, thank you. We appreciate you coming by.
I ain't standing around here. This.
Listen to Vince preach to me. I mean, I got to listen to him the whole
game. I'm going to be late for a meeting. I'm going to get some food.
What's up, baby?
I was thinking of you because they started out in four wides, and I'm thinking they're trying to get the Patriots into their sub-defense and run against them.
Yeah.
You guys didn't fight. You didn't bite on it. You opened in the 3-4. And you made a couple of plays early on. Was it exactly what you predicted to us last Monday? Teams were going to keep doing going forward.
Of course, until we can show that we can stop it. Of course, that's what teams are going to do. I think they came out and did exactly what I said. Even the rest of the game, you know, they came out on early downs and their sub package on offense, and you know we matched them with a nickel package, and they still tried to run the ball in the nickel package, and I think we did a real good job of that. I mean, that's the first time this year I can actually sit back and say, you know what, I think we did a real pretty good job run defense in our sub package. But going forward, I mean, we've been like that. You know, Bill liable to throw anything out there on the field. I believe we could play 34 against anything, and that's how I feel, run or pass. I'm pretty sure Bill feel the same way because in the past we've done it. So I think that's one thing that we're going to get better at as time go on. We're going to get better at our run fits and sub and seeing teams want to attack us different types of ways. And we have to be ready for it. So we can't throw a defense away because we can't execute it. You know, and that won't happen. Trust me. We're going to get it together. We're going to make those plays when it counts. And I think yesterday was a good chance of us going out there, seeing exactly the zone. You know, they came with the zone week, and I think we stopped them, we stuffed them, and everything, and they kind of got away from it. So, as long as we keep, you know, like I said, awareness is everything, and execution. I mean, if we keep that up, I mean, we'll be in pretty good shape.
You said something earlier that is very interesting. You're talking about you knew exactly what Buffalo was going to do if they needed to get into a situation.
Yeah.
You knew where they were going to go. Isn't that the key to football?
Yeah.
It's like stopping a team's got to have it play or knowing what their got to have it yeah. play is and yeah. stopping them.
Something that small, and that's very true. That's very true. And you know what? I think everybody was aware. And the reason I know that is when the fourth quarter came around and, you know, we were up, you know, some points – I just looked around and everyone and everybody was, you know, they were so excited. They were calling out plays on the sideline, in the games, calling out, hey, be alert for this, that, there. And that just let me know right then and there, we studied. We was on our game plan. We knew exactly what was going to happen. And it showed. I mean, good things happen when you prepare for them. So that's something we're going to have to keep doing as a team to get better down the road. And I think, you know, the more we emphasize it and we do it every each week that goes by, we have to get better. And I think we'll get better. So I'm very proud with our team. But, you know, like I say, we're not perfect from a long shot. It's some areas we need to clean up. Trust me, everybody, every 31 other teams is the same way. Nobody's pitching a perfect game. It may look like it, but it's not. So we just have to stay even keel. Each week get better, do our jobs. And that was one thing that we wanted to do this week was do our jobs and finish. We did it. You know, like I said, division game, we didn't say it was going to be easy to play Buffalo. Buffalo always plays us tough. I mean, that's the division game. Miami always plays us tough. You know, Jets always play us tough. I mean, so it is what it is. You know, everybody looking for, you know, oh, they 0-2 and, you know, we should blow them out. You know, no, we don't think like that. You know, we know how tough these guys can be. So I think we just out-executed them yesterday, and we were just aware of situations.
But you never lost to them in your career. That's freaky. You've never lost to the Buffalo Bills in your career.
I saw that little pop-up, and I was like, for real?
That's nuts. I mean, come on. I mean, yeah. I understand what you're
That's
saying.
That's some college stuff.
Right. Brandon said the same thing. Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, it's a divisional game, blah, blah, blah. It's Buffalo. But you really got to play some type of mind trick on yourself just to say, it's Buffalo. Because if you've never lost to somebody, well, you think you should beat them.
I mean, that my first time hearing it, where I seeing it was, you know, after the game, I was home looking at football, and the bottom ticker said, I mean, that wasn't nothing important for us. I mean, it was never brought up. We just knew we was going in to play a Buffalo Bills offense that's very explosive. I mean, they made a quarterback change for a reason. Three good running backs. You saw those guys in action.
I told Dale they should run the wishbone.
So hey, they have the backs that can do it. So I mean that's what we was facing. We was facing the Buffalo Bills and they showed different things in every game leading up to us. So they got a bunch of weapons. So we knew what we can expect to get from them. Could expect to get anything from them because they showed a lot. So. But I think everybody was aware, and we was focused, our focus level. We stayed poised. When the game was close, I think everybody, like, we just stayed even keel. And I didn't see anybody heads down on the sideline. Very encouraging. So we can win with that. We can win with those attitudes and everything. So we just have to keep that ball rolling, go down to Miami in the this week, and, you know, hopefully put together another good game plan against the Dolphins. So. It's going to be another interesting game.
First couple of games, I was concerned because I didn't see big plays from your defense. And I'm not talking about interception returns for touchdowns. Patrick Chung's stop on Parrish on 3rd and 12 yesterday. They missed the 51-yard field goal. That ends up being a big play.
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo's sack ends up being a big play. Yeah. I saw your defense make some plays yesterday that I hadn't seen in the first couple of weeks. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knew it was what it was about this week. You know, it was about us coming out, executing, being aware of situations. And I think we were so confident because we knew that. Like I say, in practice, we executed well. We were flying around in practice. We knew the situations in practice. And it led to Sunday. So that's what we're going to need. That's what we're going to need. We're going to need everybody to, you know, do their job, do your job, come to work. Ready to play, and we did. So, something to build on. Definitely something to build on and move forward with. And I think the more and more we prepare like this, and everybody, hopefully everybody got that taste in their mouth with like, man, hey, you know, we prepared well. You know, we looked at the film, we did the extra this, we did it, and we get a victory. We go out and make plays. So hopefully they got that confidence now, saying, hey, we can do this week in and week out. You know, if we can get that, we'll be in good shape.
You know, when you came into the league out of Miami, I'm sure you thought you were doing everything you could and working hard as possible to be ready for the game, but you probably didn't know how to study then compared to studying now. Who taught you how to study? Because I ask you that question because you have some young players in your defense, and I'm wondering who's teaching them as well.
You know what? I can honestly tell you, going to the University of Miami, I knew how to watch film from college leading to here, you know. So it really wasn't a big difference, you know, in you know, the film studies or whatever. But I learned it in college. But, you know, sticking around guys, when I had Willie McGinnis, I had Vrabel, I had Bruschi, I had Ted Johnson, I had, you know, Ty Law, Keith Trella, Roman Pfeiffer, Ty was a puppy, then I had Seymour, then I had Jarvis. And all these guys took pride in their work. All of them took pride in their work. So we would watch film together. We would take the extra time out to look at film or look at a certain guy or see can we pick up this or see can we pick up that. We did that. So that didn't do anything but add on more good stuff that I already knew, you know. So that's what, you know, I try to bring that to, you know, Ari. If a guy having a problem and don't know, really know how to watch film, that's fine. Just let me know. I can teach you that. We can get on the plane. I think we got a bunch of guys that like to play football. They want to learn, each week. You know, it's something different that we doing. And you know what? They trying their best to get it done right, the right way. So you can't argue with that. You can't argue with that. Don't forget, we got a bunch of young guys that's first time really playing but they stepping in a big role. They're stepping in the big role, but you know, we have the confidence in them, and we need for them to have the confidence in themselves when they step out there on that football field. So I think we'll get better. If we keep putting the work in, like week in and week out, I think this team won't do nothing but get better.
Vince, you need to have a good game in Miami because this is going to work out well for you personally. You got the bye week coming up, Miami, hometown. So maybe you could go there, hang out for a little bit if you have a good game. Otherwise, you don't have a good game. Now you're going to be a lot of travel that you don't really need to be doing.
You know what? I really don't, you know, look at it like that.
I know. I'm just teasing.
I want to win.
I'm just teasing.
Point blank, I want to be 3-1 at the bye, and I want to come in here on Tuesday, you know, after the game and watch film, going into our bye feeling good. Let's make some corrections of, you know, what we need to correct. Let's do some things that we need that's going to help us down the road. Let's get that and everybody, you know, rest. Get some rest because, you know what, once we come back off this bye, it's a stretch. We're going to need everybody. So we need everybody that's banged up, the bumps and bruises. We need to take care of that. But for now, let's take care of Miami first. Let's prepare well this week. Go down there to Miami. Play well. Hopefully that's good enough for a W. And then go on this bye feeling good.
You need to leave a message on your cell phone. Hi, this is Vince. Do not ask me for tickets.
You know what? I have no problems with that. Trust me.
Leave
that's
me alone.
You know what? I think my rookie year, I think I had like 20-some tickets. Then the next year after that, went to like 10. And then after that, you know what? I said, I'm not going to be getting all these tickets because I'll be buying tickets for everybody. So, my wife go down. You know, I have a couple of friends that may come. Who knows? Nobody but my wife might come this year. So, and I'm fine with that.
That's how you get
Trust
people
me,
mad.
I'm fine with that one.
You get them mad. Oh, Vince, you changed.
Hey,
the people you bought tickets for. Vince, I remember back in the good old days, you were a lot more generous.
Hey, I tell you what, if you want to see me, you can come to the hotel and we can kick it. hey, when I strap it on Sunday, on Monday night, it's time to go to work. I don't got time to be talking on the phone and seeing who. Nah. If you want to see me, you better see me when I'm at the hotel.
Did you do any pre-scouting last night? Watch the game?
Of course. I love
it. Get a little feel for it.
That's a typical.
I like those orange jerseys, by the way.
Yeah, they're pretty.
They're pretty. That's what they want. They want to be pretty.
We got to get them dirty. You know, we got to get them dirty. But, you know, yeah, I looked at it because two division games, tough games. And, you know, that game went down to the wire. Typical. I mean, it's typical AFC East football. So. We know we have our hands full once again with Miami Dolphins. They playing very, very well. And we have to go and match their intensity in their house. So it'd be a great week to get our first win on the road. It'll be a great week. I mean, the feeling with that alone, that'd be like something we have accomplished. We haven't accomplished in a long, long time. So that's our goal for this week.
A win on the road in the AFC East. And Vince will be a happy guy.
I'll be a happy guy.
Don't care how it looks.
I don't care how
it looks. Don't need style points.
Let's walk away with a W. Let's be 3-1 going into this bye, and I'll be a happy camper.
Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys.